District 5, you have your man. So get after him. Get after him. But we got a pretty well full house. Everybody that wants to speak will get a chance to speak. You have 3 minutes at the end of the meeting. Unless you are opposing something, then we'll call you up at the podium at that time. State your name. And then we stand for the prayer. Please remove your hats.
Let us pray. Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord, as we make decisions for this county, that we can make it a better county to live in and raise our families in. Lord, we say all this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I need approval of the minutes of the regular meeting February the 2nd.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
The vouchers.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
Any constitutional officers here like to speak? Okay. Need a motion to go into public hearing.
Motion.
Got a motion.
Second.
Hang on. We got a motion, Mr. David. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor. Mr. Dave, if I mess your name up tonight, you just have to excuse me, okay? Maybe I won't.
Don't mess the check.
That's right.
Anybody here oppose it? Is there anyone on the phone? Motion to approve.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, to approve.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
A petition by David, Maria, K-E-L-A-I-T-E-S, requesting special exemptions be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5, special exemptions. Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an agricultural zoning district in accordance with decision dated 1/17/2023 to be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County Parcel 22-09-13-37-00-00-01-60-125 Northeast 415 Avenue, Old County, Florida, 32680, Commissioner District 2.
Any opposition?
No opposition.
Anybody here? Anybody on the phone?
We got a motion, Mr. Wood, to approve.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
A petition by Daniel Crawford, LLC,
opposition. Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? I've heard nothing either. Have any of y'all heard anything? Motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Parcel 19, 13, 12, 29, 94, 00, 03. 608 Southeast 903 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32280, to request a variance for the reduction of side setbacks to 0 for the construction of a new dock by fishing dated 0109-2023, located in Section 4.77 RSF-MH, subparagraph 2 of the Dixon Land Development Regulation, in accordance with Section 12.3 Variance Procedures, Commission District 3.
Any opposition? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? I've heard none. Have y'all heard anything?
No.
Motion to approve.
We've got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye. Petition by Jeffrey and Mary Griffin, located on the property described as follows.
Opposition on your end, Leon?
Yes, sir.
Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? I've heard none. Have any of y'all heard anything?
I've heard fine, sir.
Motion to approve?
Motion to approve, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Got a second, Mr. Peterson. All in favor?
Aye. A petition by Dwayne Sullivan, located on the property described as follows. Parcel number 06-10-13-4526. 00001-10-97-434 Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, to request a variance for the reduction of north side setback size from 25-17 for the construction of a pole barn, addition dated 1-25-2023, located in Section 4.7, Agricultural Subparagraph 1, and regulation in accordance with Section 12.3 Various Procedures, Commission District 4, Mr.
Okay. I haven't heard nothing on this. Have you? Any opposition? None? Anybody here oppose it? Anybody on the phone? No. Have y'all heard anything on it?
I haven't
heard a thing. I need a motion. We got a motion from Mr. Stevenson to approve. Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
Before we go back to the board.
Ooh, I have one more thing before we get back. There's a hardware store in the Swanee. Always been a hardware store. Not quite sure the date it was built. I know it's old. As you go across the bridge and now on the left. There's a new owner who wants to purchase that property. The zoning is written on it. Owned RSF mobile home, residential slash.
Kind of like the junkyard we picked the other day.
It's very similar to that case. You see that petition coming through. He would like to purchase it and open the hardware store back up.
That would be good for down there.
Site visit there, it was actually still fully stocked.
Yep.
Amazingly, but it was. And,
can we go to the process? I'll be sitting there in the morning.
But Ross, you're
going to
see it come before you, and that's what that is.
I ain't got no problem fixing the zoning. I mean, as long as I can remember, it's been there.
Yeah. I've talked to them, and they're very interested in opening that store back up. So I asked Leon to bring you up with informational stuff too.
Yep.
See y'all. So cool with it.
What is the correction? What will it be?
It should be commercial neighborhood. It should have been that way from the very beginning, but it's one of the things that, like many other little dots on the map, not correct. It needs to be fixed. I bring it up at this meeting right here because it should have been on your agenda. Short, it didn't make it. So you'll see it's a future land use turns on and use change. There's two different changes out there. But I did tell the owner about 20 for you to notify you that.
Thank you, Leon. Motion go back in the board.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Resolution 2023-13, Corey and Teresa White.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
2023-14,
David Maria,
K-E-L-K-I-U-S.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Motion,
Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Motion,
Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Motion,
Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Motion,
Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor? Thank you, Mr. Leon. Ms. Carol West.
Good evening. We are delighted tonight to have a presentation by Dr. Jerry Parrish. I'll see about him in just a minute. But if you're aware, Houston County has a longstanding partnership, and Haven should be a partner of the North Florida Economic Development Partnership. 14 rural counties here in North Florida, of which Commissioner Hatch and I are on the board. I'm the current treasurer. And tonight we're delighted to also have the executive director, Jeff Hendry.
Yes.
It's been quite some time since Jeff's been here, but he is an economic development guru. He's forgotten more than most people ever know, and you have always been blessed and will continue to be. But through our partnership with him, we're able to apply for some small grants through Enterprise Florida. One of them is to help with the marketing of the airport event and the flying and promoting our airport, which we'll be talking about more at the next night meeting. And the other was to that brought to my attention by Mr. Hendry that we might want to use this small grant, and County Manager Wayne Cannon approved for us to apply for it, to have an analysis done of the forestry industry in our county. How can we know where to go if we don't even know where we stand? I mean, you probably have your version of where you, how much you think contributes. Paul probably has his, and I probably have an uninformed one. But we thought this would be a really good use of the money. And thankfully, Jeff was able to come up with the rest of the money. We didn't have quite enough. So we're able to complete that study as to our timber industry and all the, you know, incinerary and impact that it has. So Dr. Jerry Parrish is an economist with the Institute of Government at FSU. Been a long, long time economist, and the only economist you'll ever want to show here, if you can actually understand what he says, he makes it entertaining, but he really knows what he's talking about. Most economists are dry, and he's spoken thousands of times. In fact, I think you're doing another one tomorrow, but we're glad to have him tonight here, so help me welcome Dr. Jerry Parrish.
Andy Shay.
I did show.
You were unlucky.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for having me, Mr. Chairman, all commissioners. Thanks for having me today. I'm excited to be here tonight to talk about the timber business. It's something that I've been involved in, you know, back from, I think, when I first got my driver's license. I was involved with it back when I grew up in Alabama. But I wanted to take a look and look at the importance of this industry for this county. Now, if I flick this one, left or right, all right, cool. One of the things when I started doing my research on this, I took a look at the history of this industry in this county, and I ran across this picture of Putnam Lumber Company from back in the 20s. And so this business has been around here a long, long time, and it is certainly a big, big, important part of this. So I came down, I met with Carol, and I started looking around, started talking to people. One of the first people I met was Ed Eldridge over at Resolute. I come to find out Mr. Eldridge used to run the landing and part of the company where I used to sell pulpwood to myself. And I couldn't believe that he and I knew some of the same people. He worked with my former girlfriend's father and all this stuff. It was a little crazy when you're down here in Florida to see somebody you have connection with. But, you know, I don't have to tell you guys how important. important it is here. This is a big, big deal in this county. And it's a big deal for the state of Florida as well. I don't have to tell you that West Fraser shut down a couple of months ago. It is a devastating effect when one of these things shut down. You lose a lot of jobs, and I'm going to talk about, you know, the way we value these things as economists. But first of all, I want you to look at the, kind of the diversification of this economy here. This is Dixie County. This is the annual averages for 2021, and it shows that y'all got 500 manufacturing jobs. Now, a sawmill is considered manufacturing. It's wood product manufacturing. And wood product manufacturing is certainly important. What you're talking about as far as a percent of the private jobs, it's 28.3%. You compare that against Florida, it's only 5% of Florida. So highly concentrated here. You can see the other categories there and how they compare to the state of Florida. You guys have these slides. I'm not going to read them off to you. But I wanted to take a look at the workforce. Where does your workforce come from? And I used a report from DBO. You can see the title of it down here. You guys, and it's pretty typical in rural counties, you've got a big group of people who live in your county that work in another county. That's very typical. You've got over 3,000 people that go to work somewhere else. And this is DBO's number. This is not mine. And then out of the bottom, so if you live in Dixie County, do you work in Dixie County? Well, a little over 60% do. But if you live in another county and work in Dixie County, that's almost 40% of your workforce. So you got a bunch of people here. They're trained in something. Maybe some opportunities for bringing in companies that say, hey, we got workers here. They don't want to drive off somewhere, and certainly you're better off. And that's one of the things we look at when we do economic development. Now, where do they come from and where do they go to? Here's the top three places where you live here and you work elsewhere. Number one, Alachua. Number two, Levy and Gilchrist. And then where you're bringing in people, the top one is Levy, Gilchrist, and Alachua. Same one, so a lot of swapping back and forth here. And, you know, there's no doubt some of your people probably worked here at one of the sawmills. They ended up at West Fraser. You know, for some reason, maybe they got more money to go up there, or they, you know, got fired down here and found a job up there. You know, there's a lot of that back and forth that you think about. Now, I got both of the big sawmills to give me the zip codes. I didn't want any personal information. I said, give me the number of people you got and what zip code they live in as far as your employees. What was interesting and really good for this county is you've got two zip codes here, 32628. 108 of those employees live in that zip code. 32680, 143. So a majority of people live here. What's great about that is they spend their money here.
We got two more zip codes.
Yeah.
Well, all of them are shown in the region that show up with an employee.
The northern part of this county has got a Lafayette County zip code.
Yeah.
Bradford.
Yeah.
And on Steinhatchee, you got Taylor County zip code down there. So there's two more zip codes other than those two you got listed. Just
right.
So you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And two cross county lines, you're absolutely right.
I didn't see them.
So to estimate the economic impact of these sawmills, what you do is you assume that they both shut down. And if it goes to zero, whatever the negative economic impact is the positive economic impact of having them here. So I ran it through a model. It's called M-Plan. It's a very common economic development model a lot of people are familiar with. And so what we ended up with for the two sawmills is the direct employees of those, according to this, the models and from my research, you're talking about 395 direct jobs. And so if you lose those, you also lose supply chain jobs. And you can kind of think of supply chain jobs as indirect when I put up that number. That's kind of the indirect. But there's also induced. You know, the salaries of the people that work at the sawmill, the salaries of the people that work in the supply chain, that money at the grocery store and all that plus, that's actually going to be the induced total as far as the number of jobs that you lose here. And so here's what the model says, and this is in the report. I've given the preliminary report. I'll go back and finish that. I'll take your suggestions if you guys have any, and and questions, and, you know, there may be some, you know, further things that you want me to talk about. But, you know, what this directly says is if those two sawmills shut down, you'd lose about 671 jobs, not in the region, in this very county. And that is a big deal. When you include the sawmill people and the timber and logging and all those folks, and remember, there, you know, the loggers are under pressure now. You know, there's a bunch of loggers that were hauling up here to West Fraser who are now, you know, hustling down here and going to put pressure on your guys, contract loggers that are down here. The Swales family was nice enough to talk to me and gave me some information, which I certainly appreciate, and some others have as well. But what that means in terms of jobs, that's a big deal, because these jobs are worth, give or take, about $2,400 to the county in county taxes every single year, every single one of these jobs. So when you look at the fiscal side of this, here's the tax losses that would happen. Now, sub-county is something that in-plan shows. That is like city taxes, special district taxes, those kind of things. Anything that's smaller than a county gets lumped in all those. But county taxes, you're talking about $886,000 per year if those two sawmills shut down. Mm-hmm. But that should stress the importance, and think about this, the state gets even more money. You know, we're talking about $1.4 million a year to the state. It's awesome. So what I say is, you know, it's very important. You guys know that. I don't have to tell you that. If you drive around here, you see the log trucks. Yeah, I remember my first job out of school was, of course, I used to cut pulpwood, so I had an inside track on it. My first job I ever got out of school was I went to work for Steel Chainsaws. You know that German company, Steel, with orange chainsaws? I later worked for Husqvarna. But what I learned very early on is you might get behind a pulpwood truck, and it may be going slow. I didn't say, hey, that guy's in my way. I said, man, those guys are making me money. And they're making this county money as well. And it's very, very evident from seeing this, from sending the results before. But that's all I had. I'll be glad to answer questions about the report or, you know, anything else that's reasonable, reasonably size of the topic here. But all it tells you is, hey, that's important. You know, let's keep that industry, let's help them make sure they stay here, and we grow our economy, and maybe add some other folks. Remember, you've got a bunch of people leaving this county to want to work somewhere else. There's a perfect opportunity to relocate some companies here at the high level.
That's really good. I mean, when you did the count on the people that lives in the county that works there, did you base that off of their addresses?
I didn't do it. You know, the Department of Economic Opportunity, Florida DEO, actually does that report. I refer to it in there. They have their own methodology to do that. Basically, they have the zip code of where everybody works for every single.
That's what I was leaning to a while ago. That number may be incorrect because the north end of the county, a lot of that is a Lafayette County zip code,
sure.
A lot of, which is in Dixie County, but it's a Lafayette zip code. And then in Gina, a lot of that is a Taylor County zip code, but it's actually Dixie County. So those numbers might be off a little there on that side.
There's no doubt.
But you know, that's really great. I was also wondering, well, they wouldn't know, but on the number that goes to Gainesville, I imagine the majority of that is in the hospitals or that field because we don't have that here.
That's real typical for rural counties.
But we need to get us a hospital over here and we'll bring them back.
I think that's a great idea. Better health for your folks.
I worked really hard trying to bring business to the south of this county the last 4 years I was in it. And we probably tried to recruit 70, 80, 90 different businesses. Still going to try to get some of them. Try to keep people from having to drive so far, and you know, have them here at home, keep our kids and grandkids here.
Exactly. And I speak to business groups all the time. Carol told you I've got another presentation I'm doing tomorrow. I talk to a lot of business people, and I used to say, wouldn't it be great if you could keep your kids here? You know, let's bring in more business and keep your kids here. Well, some people I found out aren't so fun when they're on the so I had to change that and say, wouldn't it be great if you could keep your grandkids picture. And then they started taking pictures.
And my unfortunate, I have one in Northwest Georgia and one in Idaho right now, so I'm going to say we're here.
We have personally, this Board of County Commissioners has lived through one of them mills being down.
Sure.
And we worked very hard, Mr. Jeff and his staff worked, and Ms. Carol, there were a lot of hands on deck to get that thing back up and going, and it's proven to pay big dividends, because I always say the indirect jobs, one job affects four other jobs. Indirectly. That's kind of my number that I've always stuck with.
They're highly capitalized. They got modern machinery out here. You know,
yes, they're doing a lot of work out there right now. And so thank you for your presentation. It was very good, and we appreciate that. And thank you, Ms. Carol, for lining everything up.
Thank you, Ms. Carol.
Mr. Gregg.
I don't have
any. You ain't got nothing? Okay. I'm sorry, little Greg.
That's wrong.
John.
Mr. Chair, I don't have anything.
Okay. Thank you. Miss Cindy. Miss
they got a program going on down there.
Okay. Mr. Freeman.
Nothing.
Mr. Chauncey's not here. Mr. Latson, he's not here. Mr. Wright?
Yes. Sir, I have some good news to share with you. We received our ISR at the building department, and we put some big high numbers as fast as possible to the point of using reduced some of the people's insurance. Evaluation. Everything submitted in the previous year and moving forward. We received four residential 1 and 2 families, and we received 3 commercial last May. Those are really good numbers. I know a lot of people don't really pay attention to insurance. You know, kind of goes, you go to sleep when you start talking about it, but it's like, Mr. Mayor, he spoke about this previously. We get plenty of insurance for ISR audit. And this is important. And when you can go out there and you start saving insurance, family wide, because you're doing a better job, absolutely. It's worth it. Sometimes a struggle. You know, you're there doing fun, it's no doubt. We're coming up on 5 years on the internet, and I'd like to look back and see how far we've come. I've got some plans on where we need to be at in the future.
Got something on that. You kind of left this small piece out. The very best numbers this county's ever had.
Yes.
100%. Literally, and you can go back on paper and look at that from your hard work and the way you've structured the building and zoning department. This is the very best audit, or I'm going to call it an audit. It might not be an audit, but it is, in a sense, the very best this county's ever been, hands down, a 4 and a 3. And I'm sure he's got ways trickling in his head to bring that to a 3-3, to a 2-2,
yep.
Right on down the line. And I congratulate you on that.
Yeah, so we start to look on this website. You can go to the entire staff on that. And us being for the limited amount of staff that we have to pull the numbers out there, it's pretty darn amazing. Good. And so I know we touched base on this previously. You know, we have contractor complaining. Well, part of that goes into very detailed information. Part of achieving a higher audit score, now they come every couple of years. So I've got some ideas on there. I'm trying to ask you to
read that. Told you.
I'm always
Well, I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
I got one question before you get down.
Don't leave yet.
I know we put out some applications to get you some help, sir. Did we get anybody respond, or what were we at with that?
I know I spent a couple hours with you a week or so ago, and me and you was looking at a computer program. You showed me some of the stuff, and you said that would help you very, very much if you could get that program. Have you looked into that?
Yes, sir. I spoke. And I it's something that he authorized. It's within the threshold.
Okay.
And so, just so that everybody here understands what it is the LIDAR imaging that we have that the water management gave to us, it's a pixelated value. So, it shows ground elevation. And we're going to pretty much buy another license copy to be able to do actual maps to tell people what their ground elevation is. We run into this trying to help a gentleman that he's kind of in a bad spot. He purchased a home that questionable flood plain issues right there, and but he's on a large piece of property, almost 1,000 acres. Getting the survey back in there is going to be very difficult. And I was showing Mr. Story that, you know, hey, if we could develop contour maps, go in there and accurately say yes or no, here's where you're at, and without even having to pay
to get a certified benchmark.
And see right now, explain to you, Mr. Leon, on stuff like this, we don't have that computer program, so he has to take his information, send it to Suwannee River Water Management, then we have to wait on them to send him back the results. So,
it's just a lot of times when people come in and they have questions, we like to be able to answer them right then and there.
Yep.
And we were waiting for their mercy, and it was well within the budget.
Would the homeowner still be required to have a certified benchmark for this program? But you would be able to know if you could issue a permit pretty quickly. Well, a lot of times I know that you have people waiting. The surveys are so backed out months just to get a nail in a tree to see if they're properly signed up to get even try to get a building permit. So that would give you an inkling if you could go ahead and start them in the process or not.
Well, they would know. Engineers here, they say the same thing. We have a bunch of low lines walking around like the river, and you know, as well as I do, they want your foot tank in there, they need to get in the
pipe. Right. Well, I guess what I was leaning to, if you've got that program and they come in, you can tell them they need to go get a benchmark, and you can tell them, you know, looking at this, more than likely you're not going to meet it.
Correct. We can give them information, they can make them
to try to save them some money or not.
Correct.
Yeah. Good. That's good.
We've actually ordered the computers. We have a workstation, and I'm going to get it set up. I have to invite you back there.
Okay. Sounds like it's going to be a good tool for you to have in your toolbox.
Helping the county even more.
Make
it a little bit quicker and easier for people. Thank you, Mr. Leon, for everything you do.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brown.
Hey.
I brought y'all one paper. I'm going to take it away from the back. You'll find there somewhere you're getting stuff in December if you have stuff in December. Well, we're going about a month behind. We're going to get the bank statements. But you'll see the deposits are down a little bit compared to the first 2 months of this budget year, 69, 640. She said a lot of that has to do with holidays. Everything slowed down. She said, trust me, it's all in. It's been submitted. It's coming. She said next month may be a little low as well, but it should pick up. But we're still on the track. We're well within where we were with the budget. So I'm happy, glad, as long as it doesn't continue. Right now it's looking good. I've been gone for a couple of weeks, a couple of meetings, so I'll give you all a few updates. We've submitted a few grants. We just submitted a federal fire act grant for approximately $120,000 for an oxygen generating machine. It's something we've been working on for the last month, so Mr. Pendarvis, when he was in the admin chief position, and Mr. Ferguson as well, we pay every month thousands of dollars to buy our oxygen and rent our bottles. And, it's quite expensive, $2,000 to $3,000 per month now. So the last few months, we went ahead and ordered cylinders on our own so that we could get away from the small cylinder rental. We still have to rent the big cylinders and buy the oxygen. This machine will allow us to generate our own oxygen. We have our own cylinders. We won't have to do anything rental-wise at $3,000 a month. We're talking about quite a big savings per year, but it's about $125,000 machine. Hopefully, we'll get this grant. If not, I'll be coming to the board probably through the next budget year and looking at ways we might be able to go ahead and purchase, because in 3 to 5 years, we will have to pay for it, potentially even possibly make money from surrounding counties. I don't know. But that's something we are working on. Hopefully we'll get it. We've submitted a ADMS matching grant for $66,000 for the total grant for ventilators on our trucks due to our long transport. We're hoping it's a matching grant. We'll see what happens with that. If not, we'll be looking at that next budget year as well. Chief Bass, he's playing soccer tonight, I think, but he was just awarded the State Fire Marshal's grant to file such a turnout here. I think that one was placed for $20,000, and also the second one through them for new hoods and gloves for a second set for our firefighters because of the cancer problems. So they could swap those out and wash and still not be out of service. We were able to secure another chassis for our ambulance remount. We have struggled for the last months. We submitted letters about 7 months ago. Requested two. We backed it down to one because of the budget situation. We were told that we had that, and then we were told that they got a letter from Dodge that they were not sending any chassis to the ambulance. So I lost my cool and probably overheard. Eventually, the president of the company called me back the next week and told me he had found me a chassis. I don't know what will happen next year. I'm working on another one. If I can find it, I'm going to come to the board and try to get it. But it's something we do have to take very seriously. And likely due to the age of our boxes, we're going to have to start replacing trucks, not just re-chassis. I don't know what we'll do. So, Patch, I've talked to several people regarding gasoline versus diesel. I've not received that recommendation based on the way we run ours. Yesterday, Mr. Garner and myself attended actually day before yesterday and yesterday the state EM day for emergency management at the Capitol. We took the time to be able to talk to some folks regarding our appropriations. I know the board has asked for phase two funding for the dredging. We brought that up to the show for him, Representative Show, for about a half hour or so. Of course, I brought up the tankers that we've asked for. We put in tankers. So he seemed very favorable to assisting. New district, new county for him, and he seemed very favorable to the system. Of course, I'm showing my anchors out there, but I also put in a good work for some of the other stuff. We did get to talk to several of those, so it was a good trip. We have received the second set of drawings for our EOC's plans. We're going to meet next Wednesday, next Wednesday around 2 o'clock to do the final. We're all moving for the EOC station. The old town stations are still putting coins on, but it's getting a lot closer now. Ellen's assured me that by 2027 we'll have them built. Forgive me, I've got it, you guys. But that is moving, so we've met once or twice already, so that should be coming up pretty quick. In regards to your hospital, I just got off the phone this morning, Matt. Yes, sir. This morning with DMH, with their directors over there. Freestanding ER is going to cost about $8 to $10 million. Hospital's about $30 to $40 million. It can be done privately through the county. That's the way DMH is set up in Taylor County right now. They currently, he told me, do not provide funding to the hospital. They make their money from their patients. But there is set up, and so on and so forth. Figure your way to get North Florida Regional or Jan's on board. Help with a freestanding ER, that would be great for us. We can carry people there still, but still requires transport out at some point in time for critical patients. But anything's a blessing for us right now. We're at $4 million worth of fuel over there for 7 trucks. And building them every year trying to replace them. So we're working on looking into that. That's some other
discussion. So what assistance can we do to help? Who do we contact or who do we try to get?
I can't answer that yet. I really don't know. We've met with a couple of doctor's offices that are interested in doing something, had some discussions, anything would help, but something that we can transport to get some coal in off the bus would be great. So we'll see where we go there, but we are working on village.
Well, I know a couple in North Florida. I'll reach out to those and see.
You can.
See what I come up with.
I don't want to speak out of turn in regards to we deal with, but historically, that's been a lot of pushback because they are the two hospitals and they don't want someone coming in and taking their business. And they can't get enough homes here to warrant them spending that money on it. So if the county wants to speak to them about that and help push that forward, we speak to our representatives every time we see them. We've asked them, we've begged them. They say, now they want to see us. They say, don't ask. But you know, it has been looked at. I will tell you, North Florida Regional has looked strongly at it. But so far, it has not happened. There was great consideration just across the river in Fannin Springs when the hotel was coming in and all the complex that was coming. But since that's been put on hold, I don't think that'll happen right now.
Yep.
If you know anybody with those hospitals that you can speak to,
I do.
Get them in touch with us. We'd be happy to beg, plead, really, might even get on an easy day. Anything to help. Our call load is up. Chief, what was last year, this year?
5,500, so we were over 1,000. Usually we run between 3,500 and 4,000, and 5,500 last year.
Last year on track to run 6,000, but we had roughly 1,000 call increase last year. Now, transports are still less than that. That's every call, but it's just numbers we can remember all the calls.
Mr. Brown, we got a young man here who want to ask a question.
Yes.
State your name.
My name is John Geary. That's the second time I've heard a reference to a hospital. So sounds like having at least an ER branch, satellite office type of hospital. The founder of HCA, which now owns North Florida, is in town tonight across the city.
You got there, Rufus?
Well, I didn't realize you guys were speaking that, but it is Senator Rick Scott. He's the founder of HCA. He's in town. If that's something you're looking for, I can definitely probably help you in that area.
Yes, sir. When anything you can assist on, we will appreciate it. No problem.
I guess it would be 3 meetings ago now. We've had some issues with medical care in the county overall. We had some discussion about that between the care. The board made a statement about the hospital, and if I was actually asked to start looking into the requirements of it, and why I was forbidden that.
And I missed some of these meetings that I anticipate being at because I was wishing it was a hospital. 16-year-old rear ended me 4 months ago, and I wish the hospital had been.
My medics do too, I promise.
But they did a good job, so I thought they would be here.
Yes, sir, if you can get anything moving, if I need to speak soon, let me know. Give me a number, have him call me. Probably won't give me a number, he won't answer my phone, but have him call me, I'll be happy to talk to him.
I have a text out asking where they are, what they're doing, and let me check if they're in town or staying.
Yes, sir. I'll be happy to meet with him this afternoon if he wants to see.
All right.
The last thing I have, gentlemen, we have an issue. County manager is aware of it. I'm not impressed about it right now. Don't know where it's going to go. Last year, I guess it was, we bought new SCBAs, our breathing apparatus. About a month and a half ago, we had two fail during the working fire. Both of the units stopped breathing while the firefighters were inside. Fortunately, they were close enough to get out of the house. Two separate firefighters, same incident, same scenario, masks up to their faces. These are reputable, approved units. They're being used throughout the state, throughout the nation. It is different than the ones we had. I was hesitant of the change. I think the staff will tell you, I said, let's don't, but they all like them, and that's what they wanted. So the reality is I wouldn't be wearing them. So we did make that change. I did only buy 25 of them instead of the 70 that we need. And part of that was to get a good evaluation. We pulled them off and sent them to the company immediately, along with all the reports. They tested them and found found no problems, no confusion. Since then, we've done a little looking and found there were a couple of other departments that have had issues. One was in Alaska, one was in Cobb County, Georgia, one was in Arizona. I think Phoenix, Arizona, back up all of theirs and mailed them back, and they're one of the biggest fire departments in the United States. I expressed my concern greatly to the point the little man that was missing had a sweatband about 4 inches wide down his back. He told me he heard I had a minor issue. We have pulled all of those units off of our trucks and replaced them with our older units, which are still in service for the next few years. I am going to send those air packs to NIOSH, which does fire department testing nationwide. They certify all of our equipment, our gear. They do all the certifications. They give me an option to send it somewhere else for a third-party testing to make it quicker, and after reading the other reports, I found that NIOSH already had an investigation open on the 5th of them from the other companies that had the same issues, and I chose to send it. And I will have to send them myself. The company will not send them to NIOSH. The fire department itself has to send them, but we will be sending them. I don't know the cost yet. They have an open investigation already, and now we have two more failures. Eventually, someone's going to ask the right question. But until then, we have about $170,000 worth of equipment paid in the floor. And my staff has sent me reports stating that we are afraid that there was another issue during training. Things have been worked out with those electrical things. But the two failures are still questionable, and nobody with any of the companies has given us an answer as to why or how. They all say it can't happen. I've got two firefighters that held their breath and run out of the burning building. So, DeKalb County, Georgia has one firefighter that jumped out of the second floor window and broke a leg. They're in the protest instead of the But what I'm telling you is, I don't know where we're going with that. But they're not going back.
It's not like you're going down the right road, in my opinion. You just keep going because they ain't no amount of money worth that you can replace a life with.
There are departments in the state, possibly if we decide not to keep them from selling. We have areas that don't get used that much that are still required to have them on the trucks, but I'm very eager to do that. I have already started looking at pricing for replacements, same brand that we have had for many years, which is a reliable company as well. Of course, standards have changed. Everybody's modified to change their stuff, so anybody can have an issue. Not knocking the companies there, but if the appropriations request goes through as we requested, I put some extra funding in there to with those trucks, and it might be that we can work some of that in. I had a little discussion about it yesterday, but I didn't want to get too deep into it yesterday. But I just wanted the board to be aware of this. It's been going on for about 2 months now, month and a half, but until we got some positive answers, I didn't speak too much. But they did send the company down last week. They spent Friday, Saturday, and Sunday doing training for the staff. They spent Thursday testing the unit, but they are due for their annual test. They are very active in showing that they are trying to do something before I must answer. So just want the board to be aware of that. It's there. We've got payments being paid on that equipment. They're laying on the floor. And we'll be sending those to you to be tested if we get results. We will get results. I think that's all I have, gentlemen, unless anybody has anything to say.
Darren, We held a meeting out there, and you asked me to do some questioning of a Taylor County, and you actually done it already, and I got the commissioner's card, and he confirmed exactly what you said. So I told him that you might have some more questions. He'd be more than glad to answer anything that you had. So I got his card for you. Sorry about getting it to you in a board meeting, but I meant to see you before the meeting, but he's a good fellow, and he answered a lot of questions.
Okay. I don't think really there's much more we probably can give from them information-wise this month. I think it'll be to find the doctor's office that's interested in moving forward. I think possibly it may be.
Yes, I do.
There's a lot of requirements. That's why they didn't need us there. They have to have all the x-ray machines, the CT scanners, everything that you would see in the ER has to be there, as well as staffing and all those.
Right.
It's not just a common doctor. It's an emergency room doctor.
Right.
And then they have to have the ability to get those specialists as well, however that needs to be. It's a complicated process. It is something that, you know, if we look, get a hold of the right people, I would love to sit down with Senator Scott and talk about it. If he wants to talk, I'll be happy to be with him. See if he can help us move it forward.
I believe he's in Gilchrist County tonight with Sheriff Schultz, and that's where Mr. Sullivan's at, too.
Yes.
We probably won't get to see him tonight.
I doubt it. We're there when they go ahead and fly out. So. Anything else, gentlemen?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barron.
Thank you.
Mr. Scott.
So, the only thing I have is, if y'all remember, a few months ago, we applied for three state 911 grants, one for a GIS repository system, $457,000 and some change, one for our next-gen 911 system, which is converting our 911 system over to a next-gen core services platform using fiber instead of copper trunks, for $258,000, and another one for a new recording mechanisms to report all 911 traffic and radio traffic. So those grants were approved. I have the motion for each one of these grants of the agreement that needs to be passed. So if you agree with the motion, this person for the grant or GIS repositories for $457,000.
Motion. We got a motion, Ms. Stevenson, second, Ms. Boasting, all in favor.
Second one we'll do next gen 911 for $58,000.
Motion Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Wood, all in favor.
And the next one will be for the reporter for $30,000.
Motion Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
And the I do have one more item, and we just needed a motion on it. We've got the contract for the next gen 911 company in digital. And it's the company we chose with the grant to move forward with that project. And we've got the contract. Attorney is reviewing it right now, but pending review, we just wanted to go ahead and get approval to go ahead and sign that once she approves everything. So we're going to wait for the next meeting to get done.
Motion. The motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
That's all I've got for 911. I see stuff slipping up. We're making a lot of motions. The tunnel room is done. All the county's core equipment is done. We're working with the clerk to make those moves. And once we do that, we'll be able to upgrade the phone system here as well. That's part of that project. We're getting all that done. But we are making motions to that. So,
good to see.
Any questions for me?
Thank you, sir.
Good work.
Miss Gail, she ain't here. Miss Holly, she ain't here.
Come on here.
Miss Angie?
I don't think
thank you, Miss Angie. Mr. Cannon.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, if you'll turn to your manager's report tonight, I have quite a bit to do. We jump right into it with action items. Action item number one tonight, I need board approval to execute the PTGA for a new hangar building at the Cross Creek Airport. It is a grant agreement in the amount of $954,000 $954,333.
Motion. So motion, Mr. Stevens.
Second,
Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Number two is a resolution supporting that grant. The resolution number is 2023-20. It's in support of the PTGA new hangar building at the Cross City Airport in the amount $954,333.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Number three is the next grant. It's need to request board approval to execute the DOT and FAA. So this is actually a joint grant where Federal Aviation pays 90%, DOT pays 10%, and this is for the design and construction of taxi lanes for the new hangar buildings at the Cross City Airport in the amount of $706,667. As you see the split there, it's actually DOT 10% and FAA
at 90. Motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
I need board approval resolution 2023-21 in support of the PTGA design and construction taxi lanes for the new hangar building at the Cross City Airport. Grant agreement amount $706,667.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Number five, I request board approval for Commissioner Hatch to attend the Big Bend Wildlife Management Area Management Advisory Group meeting on March 1st as a representative of the board. This was requested to us prior to having District 5 seat filled, and Mr. Hatch had gotten reached out to, and he told me that he would do it pending board's approval. Commissioner Hatch, if you have anything to say to that, are you still good with that?
Actually, I was on a hunting trip, and the state of Florida calls you. And I'm like, how did they know I was shooting this illegal deer? But no, I'm good with it. They asked, said that District 5 didn't have one. They've one right now. Now David's there. And after, I'll do this one, and it goes back to District 5.
Okay.
But I'm good with it.
Motion.
Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Number six, I need board approval to accept the proposal from Neighbors, Giblin & Nickerson, PA lawyer firm, in the amount of $8,000. This is to provide the legal services on the county's annual fire protection and solid waste assessment programs for this coming fiscal year for 23 and 24.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Number seven, I need board approval to advertise for request for proposals for misdemeanor and probation services in Dixie County.
Your motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
And I've spoken with Madam Clerk, and we're working with the judge. We'll be working with, once we get these proposals out, Salvation Army. Just a little back history on that, Mr. Chairman. Salvation Army has been completing it for the county at this time. Mm-hmm. They sent letters out to everyone, and the attorney has some information as well. She's spoken to the judge. But all in a gist is that they're cutting that service out, from my understanding, from their I guess their portfolio or their files. So it's not just targeting Dixie County. It's quite
all the way around.
It was statewide. It's my understanding that they have pulled it all. They sent us a letter on January the 23rd saying that they were providing us notice of termination within 90 days. So we will not have a probation service available in 90 days from the 23rd, which should be around the end of March. Now, statutorily, the county is the one that is supposed to, the providers have a contract with the county. The misdemeanor court docket, active individuals on probation, normally runs roughly around 100.
Where does those funds go?
They're pigeonholed for multiple different areas. When these probationers pay in, usually the clerk's fees, the court costs, and all that is one of the first things that gets paid. Then after that, it depends on what misdemeanors it is, whether or not it's like Game of Fish, then Game of Fish gets theirs, FHT gets theirs, and then there's court services. There's so many different...
The reason I was asking for the county to be over where who's hired or not hired, some of that to be going back into office here, the general fund, or something.
We're not. We are over it, but we are not. And the crazy thing is, and I'll just read you from the statute, 948.15, any private entity, including a licensed substance abuse education intervention under the supervision of the Board of County Commissioners or the court providing probation services, treatment interventions for misdemeanors and suspenders, but the judge must approve the contracts and the terms. It outlines all that, and basically they work within the court system, but they are contracted with the county, so we're all kind of working together. Statute. That's all I can tell you is the law is always
The funds going somewhere that we're supposed to know where they're going, in other words.
No, they know where they're going. She told you where they was all going.
Yeah. It said some of them was going to the Barbie's office, some was going to the judge's office, what I heard.
But court services includes not just the clerk's office. Court services includes multiple
agencies.
And oftentimes, from a defense attorney's position, I can tell you that when I have a probationer, they have to get multiple, because most people in that position don't necessarily have checking accounts, and they won't take personal checks, so they have to get this little check for $100 to go to the clerk for the court costs, or the probation, or prosecution, sheriff's office for investigation. There's so many little pockets that this amount goes into, and it's not very much money, and I know that sounds crazy. But our misdemeanor docket is very small. We run about 100 at any one time, and that's high. Of that 100, not every one of them are on probation for long term. Some of them get 30 days, 90 days. The most you can have one on probation is a year under misdemeanor court. And the cost of supervision is usually about $40 a month is what they charge them for the supervision, which basically still gets busted down to, into multiple. So there's, it's not a profit-making entity, you know, roughly. You know, there's just not a lot of money in it. One of the things that we did talk about is possibly doing a multi-county combine, you know, with like Levy, Gilchrist, Madison, Taylor, because these agencies or whoever we need to do the RFS with most likely is not going to make enough money. They want to be solely Dixie County. Once right now with probation, the lady that covers that does cover Dixie and Gilchrist, and that was under the Salvation umbrella. And most of Salvation Army had one person cover several different counties because there's most of you crimes, because of the cost of everything, misdemeanors have kind of really reduced the number of misdemeanors in our county.
Did we motion that?
Second. Y'all voted on it.
Okay.
All, right, all in favor?
Yep.
Number eight, we're going into now. I need board approval to accept the lowest bidder rate for, per hour from Right Away Contracting LLC, and this is for the Old Town Residential Canal System Phase 1 project for mulching and debris removal. This is based off the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion. Good motion, Mr. Steele.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Number nine is I need board approval to accept the lowest bid rate per hour from Right Away Contracting LLC for the Twin Lakes Canal System Phase 1 project for the mulching and debris removal based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Number 10, I need board approval to accept the lowest bid rate per hour from Right Away Contracting LLC for the Northwest Highway 358, which is locally known as Old 19. And this is the ditch clean-out project phase one of sediment and debris removal only. This is based off of the Stormwater Task Force recommendation as well.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Aye.
Number 11, I need board approval to replace five culverts north of County Road 351. And this is a continuation northerly along the airport canal system. This is also based off of the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion. And motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Number 12 is I need board approval to replace six culverts north of County Road 351 between County Road 353 and State Road 349. And this is a continuation of the Twin Lakes area for the storm, based off the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Number 13 was tabled at the last meeting. This is in regard to the old jail property. We have now, we do have that word outside request, board approval to donate the east half of the old jail property to the town of Cross City. The city will complete the survey and all necessary documents to include a reversionary clause. The city will fence their portion and also has agreed to fence the county's portion if it remains county property. So if it doesn't go through with the sale, they will also, for liability purposes, fence that off for the county and pay for all the fees. If it ceases to ever be used, and this will be determined by the attorney and board review before you all approve on the deed itself, but the reversionary clause will include verbiage like y'all requested, that it would revert back to the county if it ever ceased to be used as what was in the grant by the city.
Okay.
Motion.
Second for discussion.
Yeah, we got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Hatch, in discussion.
Kurt, he's city councilor. Do you have anything to add to this, or are you?
That was exactly what.
Okay. Okay. That's all I had. Questions? I just wanted to see if the city had anything.
Any more discussion? Got a motion and a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So also in the table at the last meeting, we had brought up about this. So we do have it, the property appraised. So I would like board direction and approval to move forward with the advertisement for bid on the westernly portion, which includes the jail building, to advertise for bids to sell, you know, the sealed bid process. Once we get that survey and get a corrected deed with the right legal description to advertise for, I would like for the board to allow us to move forward with that, and I'd like to bring it back to the board. But by doing that, I need direction on a price tonight to start out.
What's the appraisal on the whole?
$80,000 for the whole piece.
I go $40,000 on the other half then.
So you want to do a minimum bid?
Of $40,000.
Of $40,000 to start with.
On that, I would like to.
That's
like
what we
to
got an appraisal for, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to move it too.
Yeah.
We don't want to run everybody off. You can always go. I mean, if it don't go through, you can always go down, but you can never go back up.
At the end of the day, we want somebody else to own it.
Yeah. Good faith action.
And take liability.
I would like the county, the board, to consider to start. And again, just maybe. I'll have to get with y'all on that, whether or not we need to do it through an RSF or whatever, but to consider getting these properties that we want to sell sold by realtors. For the simple fact that running it in the paper doesn't get seen that well. I mean, what ends up happening, and I don't mean it against any one individual by no means.
So that costs a little bit extra, won't it?
It would cost a little bit extra. That's the reason I think even if we... But we may make more money. You know, the last piece that we tried to sell, we couldn't sell. We did end up deciding not to sell it, which, you know, that's the board's decision. But possibly had we put it in a market where someone who was interested in a piece of commercial property might have been willing to pay our price.
You'll get twice as much exposure, but you might get a lot more people coming here because... The way the real estate market is now, I don't know if people are aware, just because you list it with the Hatcher, any other agency can list that property and sell it, but it still closes through Hatcher. So it's not solely the one thing. So when you list, they list it anymore, they real estate places from all over the country will click on that and pick it up and put it out on their site.
And I mean, if, you know, we are in the business of trying to recruit businesses. And, you know, some of these properties, like that one, it was a commercial piece. We might have had a company somewhere that's seen it and somewhere else that wouldn't have seen it in our Dixie County paper. And I'm not knocking our paper. I'm sure it probably...
You're going to lose on the fees for real estaters to handle it.
Well, and that's the reason I said we may want to reach out and have them be competitive also. We've got plenty of realtors right now and try to see if they would... Let's make a deal with the county on, you know, a reduced fee.
Can you do this, Ms. Chandler, kind of put something, what your scenario is, on paper for us to review and look over? Would that be okay?
Like I say, yeah, I just wanted to throw it out for consideration because, you know, got to plan a fee every once in a while.
Yeah.
All right. I ain't got no problem with us going the way we've been going along if we stay close to appraisals because we ain't got, like, a whole bunch of property. We've been getting rid of a lot of this stuff, and ain't a whole bunch of it still left out there to clean up.
And it may be that, you know, we do that.
In my opinion, I mean, it ain't like we got a backlog of it.
Well, I'm hearing 30, I'm hearing 40, so.
Sitting there thinking about it, you know, if you think about it this way, on that, I'm afraid we had 40. But if the vacant lots, what the city's getting, that old building's been deemed going to have to be torn down, so they're going to have, the other two lots is actually worth less because you want to demo that building. Because I don't think there's nothing you can do with it. But I think probably 30 ain't going to be out of the park.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a point? This board always has the authority to reject any bid that they get. So if you don't get a number that you are agreeable with, you can always reject that bid.
But if you set it at, say, a minimum of 30 and you get it at 30, you got to sell it at 30. If that's not correct on that.
That's what he's saying. When you advertise that you have the right to reject any and all bids, you can.
That's just your minimum bid. Yeah. But I think what Jody said was correct about going back up. You can always go down, but you can't go back up. So he's correct about that. But I'm good with 30 myself. I'll make a motion for 30.
We got a motion, Mr. Patch, for 30. Second, Mr. Wood. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That's all the action items I have tonight, Mr. Chairman. The last.
We'll give you that city that one piece, but you'll need to buy that other.
For 30.
For 30,000. We're going to expect the bid next week.
And y'all can have the building go with it.
Yep. No charge.
Hey.
All right. Yep.
Information items tonight. We did receive the quotes back for placing GPS tracking systems on all of the remaining county vehicles and equipment. It's for an additional amount of $1,064.40 per month with a yearly increased cost of $12,772.80. Currently have the 17 systems in place being used at an annual cost of $2,893.80. This is budgeted currently now. If y'all chose to go with that system, it would be an increase to the budget of that amount that obviously is unbudgeted. This was a request from Commissioner Stevenson. I brought the information back. You have it in your packet. You can actually see the quote. But if y'all want to discuss it or any further, but that is information, Mr. Stevenson, there.
I think it'll be a good tool to have in the toolbox. Not only can you keep up with the vehicles, also keep up with the mileage. It would tell you when you need to be oil changed and serviced. And like I said, if you have somebody that went missing, you know where they at. I mean, like Mike, you know, maybe there was somebody there that called. He still didn't make it through it. But, you know, if they hadn't been somebody there, how long would he have laid in that truck with the vehicle, tree across it before somebody found him? That's the type of stuff you think about. I mean, I think it's well worth it. There's no amount of money can replace a life.
Number two, Stormwater Task Force Workshop. We've advertised it. It's for next Thursday afternoon at 6 p.m. down at the school board meeting room in Old Town. Number three, in your packet, you'll have the County Commissioner Committee list. This needs to be reviewed and board approved again. So if y'all can turn to that and give me some revisions, or if y'all want to discuss it in the next meeting, this is where District 5 should receive back some of the duties that y'all all divvied up.
Let's look at it.
Yeah, let's see. Dwayne.
All right.
Dwayne, I want to go back to the GPS stuff. That's the $12,000 budget.
Right.
Can we look and see if there's somewhere in there we could get that money?
Can we look and where?
Somewhere. I mean, y'all all the time. But Barbie needs money. We get it somewhere. Sheriff's Department needs it. We get it from somewhere. So, I mean, the county, we might need some here to see if we can find some for that. Just
sure.
Asking.
Yeah. If y'all make a motion to, that's what y'all
I'll make a motion.
With.
You look, see if we can find, figure if we can get some money.
Basically, your motion is
and I want to get that tracking system will ever be.
Is for him to look, do some more research.
I want to get it if we got the money. I don't want to do it if we ain't got the money for, but every time everybody else, whether it's the sheriff's department, anybody else here needs money, they come up here, we always find it somewhere. I'm just saying.
I'm hesitant on it because we have done this before in the past, and it is a great tool. I can't kick it. It is a great tool. But the hesitant on my part is our technology. You can track phones now. You can, most trucks now, your newer trucks have got the OnStar stuff on it. So there is some safety stuff that we have in place that we're not utilizing. If we'd start utilizing what we have in place without costing money, I'd be more apt to want to do that. But at the end of the day, and I love Mike to death, and tragic thing, but honestly, without someone sitting there, like on a 911, we would have never known he was hurt until Leon got there and said, "Hey, where's Mike at?" At the end of the day, and then you're right, we could have went there.
But I mean, at the end of the day, so that scenario did happen.
Yeah.
At least at the end of the day, when you said, "Where's Mike?" Yeah. You know where to go look. You ain't got to go drive the whole county.
Yeah, if they're in a county vehicle, I think most of them has tracking systems on their phones, and you can track them pretty easy there.
But, you got trackers on every county employee's phone?
If it's county issued, if not, we can.
Not every county employee ain't got a county phone.
It's just the smartphones. There's a fine, my friend, that we can set up.
Is every county employee got a county phone?
Not every county employee, no. But every county employee don't drive vehicles either. Mm-hmm. They ride a lot. I just.
Most everyone of them has telephones.
Yeah. That's my opinion. There's other three others up here.
What is it, Brenda?
Well, I was just thinking, I didn't know about if they did have them and do any phones or whatever, but I mean, if that license is free, I mean, and I know that I wouldn't want to ban on my personal phone, but I mean, it's something that you can turn on and off, I think, but if you had it on, I mean, I get a message every time my children leave home, and it's, if they were in a wreck, it notifies me. Like it tells me how fast they're going. Like I can look at it at any time and see where my children are. If when they pull up to my house, when they leave, if I'm here, wherever they're at.
I mean, it's a great tool. Darren and them utilizes that tracking system. The mosquito control utilizes it. I think maybe the DOC utilizes it also. It's a great tool.
I think we got it on.
The inmate crews that we have it on those trucks.
Our trucks have OnStar.
The newer vehicles have OnStar, so you just call into that and you can get an exact location.
Exactly.
However, we don't have all new vehicles. So.
Actually, if that would have been in a vehicle with Mike's scenario,
it would automatically.
That's why I was talking about monitoring it.
You know, we just think. And I promise you, nobody.
Chairman, you have a motion?
Yeah, we got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Looking for Dwayne to do some more research, for looking for some money for this. Do I have a second? No second. Then the motion dies. Lack of second. Did I say that correctly? Because that's the first time I've had to do this. I'm learning.
The last thing, Mr. Chairman, on the information items that I have, or actually no, now y'all want to look at committee items. I apologize. Yeah, so Mr. David, what are you willing to accept?
Hey, sorry. You can have the library. They put the dumbest commissioner on the library board. So.
Wasn't me?
No, me. Hey, I got a lot of help there. She'll guide me through it. But yeah, you can have through
the Crown Workforce Board, the alternate. I'd like to have that.
The alternate?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would like to have the.
Florida Crown
Workforce Board, is that what you said?
He wants to be the alternate. You're still
the mayor.
You still be the one.
Yeah, that was the one y'all gave me that was his, wasn't it?
No.
I think it was.
I'm working on some more.
Look at District 3, really good.
I'm trying to speak to
Big Ben Water Authority.
Yeah.
He done got one off you already.
Big Ben Water Authority.
You can have it, buddy.
You can be the oldest.
All right, that'll work.
Okay. What do we got now?
So now you're on the... I got to be an alternate. You are the Big Ben Water Authority. So you know you got four.
You need to
look at, need to look at Jody's up there.
You're changing from alternate to, well, so it's still,
well,
still council.
That's Tourist Development Board, Jody. Do you do much of that?
Ain't never been to one.
There you go. David?
No. He needs that other one. Which one? The Florida Workforce. I'd be the alternate.
Well, I'll be
the alternate.
Y'all tell me now, if so you're still going, Mr. Stevenson, you're going to hold the Florida Crown Workforce?
I guess so, sounds like what side is that thing there? All of mine I go to, and all the rest of these y'all getting, they don't ever have meat. So they got something wrong with
them. I don't know.
I got two or three that I have to go to.
I got five, or used to have six that I went to.
What about the fact, Mark? Is it a fact? That's the only one I don't have to. Well, that is one I don't have to. I give that up.
That's a good trip to Orlando.
What about the landfill?
I ain't giving that one up.
That's because
they feed them.
Huh? They feed us every time we go up there.
Well, they're holding it on their own.
Only good.
That's a good one up there.
I know. Who is the alternate? So Daniel's the alternate of the landfill.
I am.
Should it be the alternate?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be the alternate.
That's number five.
Daniel, we've had to take something away from you. My best one is going to be a good deal for you.
Okay, man.
Are you okay with that, Commissioner Wood?
Yeah. Well, I'm good.
Well, I'm working on it.
How many you got now? Five or
yeah, you got five.
I'll make the changes, and y'all can review it again, and we'll go from there.
What did you say? He's got five. I got six.
Well, you got to take number two. Instead of him being the alternate, he's actually the original, so that'll leave just five.
Jody's
the Big Ten Water Authority. Mr. Jody, you need to get something from Jody.
Me?
Yeah, you don't have
to. Just keep adding.
That's right.
What?
You don't
want
to give nothing up.
What you want to give up, Jody?
I want to give him back what he gave me when he went here.
Florida Crown.
Well, give me the Florida Crown.
There you go.
So who's going to be the alternate?
All right.
I just got rid of it.
Jerry, you going to be the alternate for Florida Crown?
I'll be the alternate.
Okay.
I still ain't lost, doesn't I?
I think then that'll be about six.
You know what it is? Now, you all you got to do is call and say, I can't make it.
Not all the time. You have to go there when they're doing board members and stuff like that. You have to be there.
Mm. Oh. Wait a minute now. Unless I got something wrong here, I got you as Florida Crown alternate and Florida Crown?
Jody's going to be the alternate.
So number three on my paper goes to Jody. Okay. So that's six and six. Six there. 36. Daniel's six. Daniel's five. No, you're the alternate.
I'm six.
Then Mark, you only going to have five.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
hey, y'all remember. I'm doing the FWC thing for us.
One time. For y'all.
Keep on doing it.
I don't care what you want y'all be. It don't matter to me.
Jamie, you got, how many you got?
I'm make the changes. Y'all can look at it if y'all like it. Y'all can approve it at the next meeting. If y'all like it, y'all can discuss it again. How about that?
I'm good.
Monday is a county holiday. That's the last thing that I have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. Miss Watson.
Actually, good. I appreciate y'all's understanding with everything that's been going on with me, with my child, and since the beginning of the month. But I know I've got some things that I promised y'all get to you. I'm working on them, but I am running behind. This situation has lingered way too long.
You'll get it. You'll get it.
I appreciate y'all's understanding, but any time, I've told Dwayne, you know, when it's something that we need, let me know by all means, and we'll make sure I post Scotty approval, and I'll get that to him as quick as possible.
Shannon, I got something to state, basically. I know I personally, you've not faltered or not returned a phone call, text, whatever, through all this, and I commend you for that, because you've been in a tough situation, and we all know it. And,
it's been pretty scary from a mama's standpoint.
Yeah. So I thank you for everything that you've done and how you handled it very professionally. Thank you very much.
Yes,
that is.
I'm good, thank y'all.
Miss Hickenbottom.
I'm good. I don't think I have anything, Brenda.
Commissioner Adams.
Mr. Wood? What about the caution light, Wayne? Anything on that?
No, sir, I did. The next day, either the following Monday after the board meeting, I sent it to our representative of DOT at the maintenance yard.
Right.
He said he would send it up the ladder. It wouldn't be his decision. It would be at DOT. District 2?
Yeah.
I'll check back on that.
Thank you, sir. That's all I have.
Mr. Hatch?
I dropped my pen, Tom. board meeting room, I want to thank the clerk and her staff. It looks really, really good in here. She called and asked me about it. The only request I have is don't get it too girly. And I think she's done a great job. It looks really good in here. There's a lot of stuff in here that's got some history to it.
He warned me about the walls, and I did get HUD to send some help to get holes drilled in the wall.
Yeah. So it looks really good. Thank you and your staff for doing that. And other than that, I was playing about illegal hunting, please. Don't hold that against me. But that's all I had. Thank y'all for coming tonight.
Mr. Osteen.
Oh, wait. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's an honor to be able to serve Dixie County again, and I appreciate everyone that had a hand in having me appointed, and I look forward to keep working on some of the things that I didn't get to finish. And I especially want to thank everyone for the last 2 years that I've been calling. I know I'm not with y'all, but I appreciate y'all helping the citizens the way y'all have been. I know I've been a thorn in some of y'all's sides, Leon, Hutch, Monk, Jimmy Gerald, everyone has been really helpful with the citizens. Every time I've called them, they've really helped out, and I appreciate it. And I have, since the day I left, I have still been working for the county.
Yep, I agree with that.
We probably have a lot less coal patch soon.
Yes,
keep doing it. And I thank y'all very much.
Mr. Stevenson? Other thing I've got is, Dwayne, appreciate y'all getting Wayne Beck Clyde Jones Road, that paved road scraping with the grader, getting it through the whole water. It's really good.
Okay.
There's several other county roads, like 351U, I think we need to look at. Have us do the same thing, the way you done that. So it won't hold water when it rains. The way you credit that, just tell Nick he done a fabulous job.
So you're good with putting the remains feathered out in the ditches and not
picking them up? Well, it was. So the citizens don't know, the edges of the highway was up 6 inches higher than the road.
Right.
It's a paved road. So when it rained, it just held the water. He was able to took that grader blade and he angled it and cut that off where that water run off and feathered that dirt in that ditch. So we didn't have to send no dump trucks up there. No other employees, no other people to work.
So,
are y'all it was all done by a grader. If y'all looked at it, it looked really good.
Yeah. We're allowing the road superintendent to evaluate all paved roads.
Yes.
And just normally it's as requested. That's how we've normally done it in the past because it's such a big operation. If y'all are okay with the turf being in the ditch, sometimes you get a lot of complaints about leaving the turf behind.
But I mean,
it was dry enough for an hour to rip the feather out. I'd rather have stuff in the ditch than
someone getting in a wreck because water is in the road.
Well, we can do this also, Dwayne, when you get roads evaluated, just make sure we try to do it when it's dry.
If it's just going to rain, don't go down there and try to do it.
I mean,
that it?
That's all I got. I appreciate everybody going through the spring. Thank everyone for coming tonight. They're fixing to get a turn. I ain't done yet. Thanks for everybody to come tonight.
We had a good meeting, Mr. David. And we need to still work on that. What's the Gina Highway? What is it?
358.
We need to work on that because it is not getting no better.
I've got some
Every time it rains, it's getting worse.
And worse?
We did submit.
And worse.
Just so he is aware, we did submit that. That was one of the choice roads to submit to DOT for evaluation.
I was saying that wasn't
okay, it doesn't mean that they selected it.
Up, but it's...
Well, we have submitted that
just
road.
Just keep pounding them, Mr. David. Now it's the public's turn. Anybody want to speak? Right, come on up here to the podium. And just state your name.
Yeah, my name is Edward Smith. That's a lot of people probably know us. Jeremy and I are the owners of the Pleasant Lodge Hotel. And we came down there. We came into town almost 10 years ago. We've been operating lodge for that time. I've been a member of the Tourist Development Council and Jeremy's on the team for that whole time. COVID kicked us in the butt, but we've fallen out of it. Our fallen business is here, and we're still only operating at about 26% occupancy. There's a lot of room for improvement. The saving grace for us has been the RV park. And we've got it constructed and the first phase, and we're getting tenants on a daily basis. And we recently got a contract to acquire the tenants just adjacent to the RV park. And we're going to be putting in a request for special use for RVs to expand the RV park to fill up. And I just wanted to say I appreciate your support in that. And we're good stewards for the county. We're one of the largest bed tax collectors for the county. The new project will produce probably $100,000 in impact fees. And once the RV park is completed, it will produce over $100,000 in bed tax annually. So it'll be good for the county and good stewards for the county.
Is that property, is that in the city or is that in the actual county?
It's in the county.
On the original RV park that you got going now, how many spaces is in it?
We have right now, we have 30 completed. We have 30 more.
But you, how many were you permitted for them?
We're permitted for 160.
160?
160.
And that's already in the city. That's in the city.
Over
there. The additional property that you're talking about, how many RVs are you talking about putting in there?
Without taking out, well, we're taking out all the trees, you can get about 190, but we want to
shade. Only thing that's going to be my concern is safety on that many units. Going and coming, or people coming and going in that area with that intersection, sawmills, and trucks, about turning lanes or something, or getting with DOT. That's going to be my only concern.
Question. So you say you've got that with the land in the city that you got. This is not counting the other land that you're going to purchase.
Land in the city is near the courthouse, and we have some land on 210, the old Thompson store, and house that has nothing to do with
yeah. The RV park. Yeah. But how many sites, without you purchasing that other land, how many sites can you put right there?
Well, we have 60 on the first 5 acres. We probably get maybe 60 or 50 in the next 5 acres behind that.
So that would be like
110, 120
on what you already got now. Okay.
Is that what I'm trying to ask? Is it permitted for that, or he's got?
That's in the city.
No, it's not.
It's in the county.
So he received a special exception on that.
Okay, so that was before.
It should be notated that there is city support.
Okay.
But you add that with the other 100 something, that's 450 total.
If we did just the entire 160 and the entire 190, but we're taking the trees, we only got that and we get the other 35 acres.
That's a lot of
part of the negotiation to this, that you possibly can hear some opposition to it. It'll be coming up here. Meeting.
Okay.
Has any... His concern was that he didn't think that he would be a very good neighbor, but he has a trucking company. He was afraid that the RV tenants would be complaining about the noise of his property. But our tenants are daily, weekly, and monthly. They're not locked in. They're forced to stay there. They don't like the noise. They can leave. We put up with the noise every day from the mail and from the trucks going up and down the highway. We don't complain. It's part of...
Like I said, my main thing is with DOT and that kind of traffic, whether we need to look into a turning lane or something to that effect.
We get maybe one or two. Right now we have, I think, 12 people in the RV park. That's over a 3-month period.
So I understand that. What I'm saying is down the road. So you get it full and you don't get 290. You got 290 RVs and you got 290 people going and coming out of your existing driveway. We're gonna have a problem. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm looking down the road. I understand you ain't got just a few right now, but you have to take into account when you do something the long term effect, not the short term.
So you say this is coming?
This will be coming down the pipeline.
Warming up session?
Yes.
You check on the DOT side of that or something like that, would something be required?
Is there another road to access all of them?
You see what I mean? Yeah. You have to have those requirements that you have by plan and DOT. But in good due diligence, knows there's going to be opposition.
So how when is this going to be coming up? The next month or two? Okay.
The project, we don't have to build out first. Section. I mean, you're looking at a couple of years down the road for this to happen. We just want to get the special use in place so that when we are ready, we'll have that ready.
Like you done now, because you had all this in place before Leon's time and my. Most of us is up here.
But this does open up a question that does need to be brought up at some point. How long allow
exception to last for no work.
Or it reverts back.
We
had a approval here on 29 acres right on 19 and popped up for sale last
week.
And it's very clear that the owner had no intention of investing that in the town other than just trying to get approval to the property. So, building farmer.
Not really, because honestly, that's kind of been on my mind right there. Yes. Yeah. And we actually have that in place on some more stuff within, like if you're building a home, you got to have an inspection before this length of time. And you got steps there, and I'm kind of like you. I don't like the idea of approving something that takes it's just there forever, not with no progress.
Right. Really good thing is we have workshops on the LDRs later.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll turn it over. Kirk, I got a question for you if you don't mind.
Yes.
On the current sewer plant servicing the city, say. Scenario-wise, if he built the whole park up, does it have the capacity to carry that much more?
Probably not.
Probably not. That's going to be another deciding factor in my mind on whether that, because a lot of the facilities are teeter-tottering on whether they can handle what they're taking now. Because I know when we had the flood and all that stuff coming from the prison and all, it couldn't keep up. And that was part of what flooded some of the town. So. I think y'all need to get together on that also.
Yeah,
on the city side.
Yeah, I supplied that to John Bridges for a water and sewer letter. He was checking the capacity. We applied for the special use for the RV park in 2017, and of course we couldn't build it until the sewer was in place. It wasn't in place until like 2 years ago.
Yes, sir.
We were finally able to put up.
Is there any other roads adjacent to that that could be enter and exit other than 19?
No, but I'm going across the trail to the back road.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
That's the only ingress and egress there. It's
talking about it. Along Highway 19.
Yep. No, you're talking about it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Do we got anybody else like to speak? Going once.
Motion to adjourn.
We got a motion to adjourn. We got a second. All in favor.
Who was second?
Yeah, okay. I think David was.
He could die tomorrow.
I was rolling there and put in 390.